This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcasts.com/lost for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Lost Podcast.
Hey, you got
special
it right this time.
Post Comic-Con podcast.
Post Comic-Con.
Yes.
Not pre-Comic-Con.
Jack just got back this morning.
Yes, I just flew in and boy are my arms tired.
Oh, man. I'm surprised you didn't join in on the cheesy jokes on Twitter today that we were
doing. I did see them, but I tried to go back. I woke up because there was a thunderstorm and my dog was outside, so I had to go out and rescue the dog.
Was it flooding outside?
Well, it's thunder and lightning. It's pouring down rain. He's looking at me. She's looking at me like, hey, dude, it's raining. Let me in. So I woke up from the thunderstorm. So I ran out there, got the dog in, and then I said, well, I might as well go on Twitter, see what's going on. And then that's why I saw the stupid jokes.
But Comic-Con was great. I had a blast. I mean, I'm kind of exhausted, and I was sick most of the time, but it was still...
And which is a coincidence, because people were sick of you. There's your cheesy jokes.
Wow, that was great.
Just to let you know, some of this stuff will be spoilerish.
Yeah, I mean...
So if you're like that one podcast, Lost Unlocked, that goes completely spoiler-free, you're not going to want to listen to this.
Yeah, but I'd say this is very light spoilers because it's just
most of the information, most of it's out there anyway.
Yeah, this is whatever happened on the Lost panel we're going to be talking about. And just a little bit, actually, I mean, because today we're going to do like a little kind of recap of what happened, you know, short introduction. But then Ryan Ozawa was kind enough to actually record our Lost panel.
He has all the, he has
from Comic Con.
We should start calling him Inspector Gadget.
I know.
He has all the gadgets.
He does. And we are going to put that after our introduction here. But Jack, what do you say we get into Lost Comic Con recap?
Do you have a song?
No, I'll just put in some bumper music.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. All right,
movie
so
picks.
We had San Diego Comic Con 2009, the 40th ever
Comic-Con. I just call it 09.
09?
Because I'm that cool.
I do SDCC 09.
Too much.
That's too much?
I'd get tongue-tied, but it'd be like 09. 09.
It was a blast. I mean, I think Jack and I were both saying earlier in an earlier recording of this podcast that this was like the best Comic-Con we've been to.
I would say it's the best. It is the best.
Yeah. Had a great time, did a lot of great stuff, we just met so many listeners and friends.
It really is crazy.
Yeah, it's like a good crazy. I met some famous people.
Yes, you did.
And
well, I met some famous people.
Yes, you did.
Well, I'd already met some of the famous people.
But we also talked to Michael Emerson after a panel.
Yes, we did. There's a photo where you can almost see my head.
It was just like, Connie's like, Michael!
And he stopped. Can you take a photo?
Yeah!
Now I gotta go. Leave me alone. I'm gonna get you guys.
Oh, man.
Well, we went to the EW panel.
Yeah, the EW.
You didn't want to go. I said, well, maybe Damon and Carlson will show up or something like that. They showed up. And Michael Emerson showed up. Yeah. So I was like going, this is too cool.
Yeah. That was the EW Totally Lost panel. And it was after our panel. And the Saturday that we were there, it was a long day. I mean, you got there, 1:20 in the morning?
I was there at 1:20 in the morning.
And
but I will say this, that line was long. People were there, I think people started camping out at 6 p.m. the night before. It was a long line. Lost fans, let's face it, we're all geeks.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not. But the rest of you are all geeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're all geeks.
Yeah.
To get there that early in the morning. I didn't see one fight, anybody arguing, anybody screaming, anybody yelling. No one was saying, hey, you're taking cuts. I was walking in and out of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that. No one said, hey, you know, you're taking cuts. Not one person. There might have been at the back of the line.
Yeah.
But where we were sitting all day long, all night long, nothing. Lost fans are the best.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? It was early, and if we really need to get there that early, probably not. But it was about having a good time with, you know, a lot of our, you know, podcasting friends, our Lost friends, and it was just a really good time. You know, I had a blast,
and it went by like that.
Yeah, it was quick. It was quick. Really quick, and it was also nice we didn't have to wait through a crappy episode of Heroes.
That did make it nice.
And it was just a great panel. And after that, we had our panel, which you'll be hearing in a few minutes here.
And it was great because of the energy there. Everyone was so cool because I was about ready to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And they got me pumped up again. And
well, you know, it was great. We were trying to get a bigger room, and we show up there like 30 minutes before, and we were already over capacity for that room.
We walked up again and said, that can't be for us.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah, and but luckily, Jana and her friend Kenneth, who actually do like crowd control for like TV shows and, like the Golden Globes and stuff, they actually, it was a 100 people capacity room, or 100, it used to be 120, but now it's 100. They actually put in 200 people into this room by, and everyone was just very good and sat down and still made an aisle and sat down in the front.
She told the guy, she said, look, we're going to pack these people in. You're not calling the fire marshal. That's it.
Yeah, and she took charge, and without her, I mean, you know, 80 people and more would not be able to go in. We still had to turn people away.
We couldn't have got in because we were late.
Yeah, and so big thanks to Jen and Kenneth for, like, I mean, we wouldn't have had, a lot of people would have had to been turned away, which I would have been really upset. But we got as many people in there as we could. And
that's what we tried telling the guy. He's like, oh, you're going to have to turn them away. I go, how can we turn people away?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
And
what we're hoping next year is maybe we could start out a campaign, get everyone that listens to us mm-hmm. and wants to go, maybe send an email to Comic-Con.
Well, I think Comic-Con got the message this year.
Well, we thought that last year.
Well, this time they're actually there, and they had the photographers there taking pictures, and they had the actual people taking counts of people, and we didn't have that last year. So hopefully next year we're going to work on, and plus since we're gonna make a big Lost panel next year.
Right.
Which should be a lot of fun.
Because it'll be the only Lost panel.
Well, who knows, maybe EW will try and do something.
Oh, come on.
But if not, we are going to do a Lost panel there regardless.
EW, come on, give me a break.
So our panel was a blast, and after that went to the EW panel. And by then, we were just like dead, but
Jack's, you know, like, come it's on, not Ryan. Ryan was running around with his equipment. We're all hanging. I said, well, let's go to the EW panel. We'll have fun there. So we went to the EW panel. I said, you know, and it was cool. They did walk in. You know,
because Greg Nations was there. They were interviewing Greg Nations.
Right.
And so then Damon Carlson ran in, stole him, saying
put a bag over his head, yeah, and kidnapped him, basically.
Yeah. And then they showed a cool video about Exposé on why he thinks it's actually a great episode.
You know, it did sway me towards being a better episode than it was.
Yeah. Which Ryan Ozawa loved because he is a big fan of that show or that episode. And Jen, not so much.
Ho hum.
And then Michael Emerson made a surprise appearance and took a couple questions, and then.
Well, what I liked about him, because someone asked, you're obviously a fan. When did you figure out that Locke wasn't Locke? And he said, I kind of kicked myself because I didn't figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what I love about Michael Emerson is that he takes time to really answer your questions.
Right.
Like, I met him before, and we've asked him questions before, and he's just very involved. You know, he's very, takes his time.
Very engaging.
And yeah, he gets really engaged with you, which is really cool. And he doesn't have to, but he does, and that's really cool.
Well, I think he does have to, but I'm just kidding.
Well, we can just say, nah, whatever.
Just go away, kid. You bother me.
And then after that, we went to the Kevin Smith panel.
That was funny.
Which we went last year before, and I've watched them before, and convinced Jack to go, and it's just hilarious.
We didn't have to convince. I was falling asleep. I said,
yeah. Well, you were talking about going home. I was like, come on, let's go. Let's go see Kevin Smith.
I said, all right, I got to wait for a ride anyway. So I went there, and I was rolling.
He is hilarious.
That was funny stuff.
I mean, he's probably not for everybody. He's raunchy. He's very raunchy.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. But if you listen to the Schmodcast, you know.
But of those guys asking questions, do they go up there asking for it? Like, he is going to, he doesn't hold back.
No, he doesn't, which is great.
He tears you apart, and, you know, and people boo. It's like being at the Apollo Theater, you know. Get him out, boo, boo. If you haven't seen it, it's raunchy.
Uh-huh.
But if you're into that stuff, highly recommend it. I will go again next year.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's like one of those things you don't miss from Comic-Con, in my opinion, is the Kevin Smith panel.
I didn't realize he was a big hockey fan.
Oh, he's a huge hockey fan.
Yeah, because he's an
Edmonton. He's like obsessed with Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
The shame that the Canes beat the Edmonton Oilers.
Well, he's a New Jersey Devils fan, but he's obsessed. He's obsessed with Wayne Gretzky. He did like one whole schmodcast just talking about Wayne Gretzky's life.
Well, Wayne Gretzky was the best.
Yep, he was.
Well, obviously, if I would have started younger. It would have been Gretzky who?
Oh, man. So that was our Saturday.
That was a long, long, yeah. long day.
But it was,
But it went by so quick, and it was so much fun, yeah. and everyone was so cool, and it just, I think we had an email. I haven't answered yet. I was reading it on the plane. Just they said, I don't know if they were joking or not, but it says, Jack, sometimes you look put off when you're taking a photo. I think it's just the way I smile.
Yeah, you have a...
I think because I got picked on as a kid when I smiled.
Why did you get picked?
My eyes would shut.
Oh, okay.
So I tried to get... But also, I'm overwhelmed. It's like all these... it's just like, really? You want to take a picture with me? Okay. Uh-huh. It's humbling. Mm-hmm. It's just like, wow, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what it is. But it's like, I've been teased for years on my smiles.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now. I just can't...
It's so tense.
I think it's a tense... I'm trying to keep my eyes open, I think. I don't know. It's I've been picked on for years about my eyes, but if you look at some of the photos they took while we're doing the live podcast stuff, when I have the natural smile, the natural happy smile, I'm not put off. I think it's cool. I just think it's
I didn't know you had these self-image issues.
Well, it's coming out. I used to get teased all the time, all the time about my eyes.
No, your eyes are fine, Jack. Don't worry about
it. It wasn't when I was a kid.
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you.
That's what they used to say, and I'd come home crying. Yeah, sure.
We did a lot of stuff, and it was just a great time. And if you want to see, I think we posted just about everything possible we could, but there's so much more that's going to happen on newdia.tv. I know people hate when we plug it, but we're plugging it anyway because a lot of video content is already up there, and a lot is still to come.
Right.
The full Lost panel's on there. Our full Jay and Jack panel is on there. We interviewed the Suicide Girls.
That was actually pretty cool
And our recaps for every day are on there.
Right.
And our friends Meet a Junkyard are working with Newdia. We just put up a Jeffster concert from Chuck.
So if you like Chuck and you like Jeffster.
And they also have an interview with them.
Right.
And they have more interviews from the Chuck cast.
And Baldwin comes by and says something. He bleeps. We didn't bleep it out.
No.
It's towards the end of the interview.
I actually met Adam Baldwin, got a picture with him. It cost me $10, but it was worth
it. Yeah, he was so busy, I didn't feel like bothering him.
I just
don't like bothering him. I just like going up to him.
Well, he's there.
Yeah. Even though we did stalk Michael Emerson.
Yeah.
I did get pushed out of the way by the security team for Gene Simmons.
Oh, really?
But I wasn't even in the way. It was a guy that was standing trying to get a picture of him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like 3 feet away, just kind of, I was out of his way.
Yeah.
And then the security guard pushes him, throws him right into me.
Yeah.
I go, well, it's Gene Simmons. I'll take one for the team.
But Adam Baldwin was great to talk to. He was very nice, very gracious. And then next to him was Edward James Olmos. And after we talked to Adam Baldwin, he's like, come on in here, come here. And I shook his hand on, and I was just like, if you watch Battlestar Galactica, I was just like, oh my gosh, I shook Admiral Dama's hand. It was so cool.
Well, I would have from Miami Vice. Yeah. I used to do a great impression of him from Miami Vice, but you'd have to watch Miami. You wouldn't understand. Okay. If you guys have never seen a Miami Vice,
I've never seen it.
It's a visual impression.
Okay. But then he talked BSG with us for a while.
Did he say BSG?
Battlestar Galactica.
No, did he say BSG?
I think he may have said BSG. Well, we talked about it before. I don't want to say anything because it might be spoilery to some people. But he was kind of like discussing how to interpret.
When you blew up the Death Star, was that really cool?
But he talked about like the last minute and a half of the last episode, it was pretty cool. He just sit there and talk to you about
it. It's just great how some of these guys are just like you and I. Yeah. They're just regular guys.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a blast. And then on Friday, just walking across, kind of the same way I met Damon Lindelof, walking across to the Comic-Con, I was walking and Colleen says behind me, she goes, hey, isn't that? And I look right next to me is Robert Downey Jr.
Right, and you were just like wet in your pants.
I was. I was like, my God.
You have some man love.
Well, I didn't until I saw him in person. I was just like,
that's what turned you into a stalker.
Not a stalker. I was like, man, you're a handsome man. No, but.
And he said, yes, I know.
But I was just like, oh my God. So like on my lanyard, I kept Sharpie pins just to be prepared.
You were, and you asked me if I wanted one. I said no.
I did.
You did it. I said no. I'm not walking around with a pin.
So I pulled the Sharpie off, took out my badge to have him sign, and it, like as I asked him, he's like, sure. And he put his hand over to like grab my pin and the thing, and I accidentally marked his hand with my pin, my Sharpie pin.
And I said, you know, if that was the president of the United States,
I would have been dead.
They would have shot you, beaten you up, thrown you in jail, and then shot you again.
But so and then well, he was somehow ended up in like a security circle team or whatever, and he had like four or five people like that was on a security, and they started freaking out when I sharpied his hand accidentally. And he's like, ah, don't worry about it. I wasn't expecting to get out of here clean.
Love to have been with him like 20 minutes later, though.
Just to see,
see what he said about that stupid kid that was so nervous that sharpied his hand.
That's like the biggest star I've ever met before. I was just like, wow. That was pretty cool. But, you know, it was just a great Comic-Con. Had a great time. I mean, everybody that was there, you know, our crew, our posse. We're just, you know, like our big gang of friends.
It is. It's a big gang of friends.
Yeah. We need to come up with like a cool name.
We do have to come up with a cool name. Maybe that'll be a contest for next year.
Yeah.
Who can come up with a cool name for...
Because you got like the Dirty Dozen and the Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. We did meet Chris from the Official Lost Podcast.
Oh, yeah. So...
And that was kind of interesting because someone said, hey, Chris from the Official Lost Podcast is filming up there. And we have some shirts and some buttons.
Uh-huh.
And I go, I'm going to go get them. And some people that were up in the front were kind enough to let me get up in front and say, hey, Jack. Yeah, go ahead, Jack. Go ahead. What are you going to say to him? I go, well, you'll see. So I go. So finally, get up to if you go on you on ABC.com, the latest video official, there's a lady with a
quilt.
I'm standing right next to her, and I think you can see Jay in the back. Well, after he's done, I said he looks at me. I go, "Hey, Chris, here's a shirt and a button from a real Lost podcast." And he kind of looked, so I go, "I'm just kidding." I go, "When are you going to come on our show?"
Yeah,
"When are you going to come on our show? We've been waiting." So
The gauntlet was thrown.
It's thrown. It's out there.
Uh-huh. Witnesses saw it.
Yeah, I didn't, because normally that's not my style.
Uh-huh.
I normally sit back, okay, if you want to come on. But I said, no, I think I had like 4 hours sleep in 6 days. So, seriously, not a lot of sleep. So I go, I don't care. And then he goes, yeah, I'm holding you to it. He's a nice guy.
But just so Chris knows, the gauntlet has been thrown publicly, in person, in front of a crowd of Lost fans, and they can all vouch for us.
Well, he did ask. He goes, well, do you guys want to throw a theory out there to Damon and Carlton, or is 2 hours a week enough for you?
Yeah.
We said, no. Let someone else ask a question. But we're holding you to it.
Yep.
So, Chris, if you're listening.
And if you want to see our crew, we need to come up with like a cool name. We'll decide. But when Stuart's getting reviewed, that's like our group. We can actually see you there chanting Stuart in one of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty loud. I was pretty loud.
Get pretty crazy.
You know, it's funny. I don't even remember doing it.
You don't? No. I remember doing it.
I don't remember. I remember saying something.
I remember chanting Stuart.
I remember chanting Stuart, but I don't remember going that loud, that into it.
You did look really, you're like.
I was into it. I was, I'm crazy.
But yeah, so if you want to see more on Nudia.tv, there's a lot of videos. And on ublog.org, there's a lot of pictures. And especially of interest, Caesar, who is like our official photographer,
great,
working with us.
Great shot. Even though he was bugging me because he never watched Deadwood or MASH. That was the one time there was almost a fight in the line of Comic-Con. Caesar and I almost dropped.
Dropped what?
Dropped our gloves.
Oh, okay.
It's a hockey term.
Okay.
Kevin Smith would have known.
Okay.
What I was talking about.
But yeah, great pictures and has them up of the Jay and Jack panel. But he took some great ones from the last panel, and those will be up on ublog.org exclusively. There's already one up there right now of Mr. Dominic Monaghan and what was on his hand.
Right.
And you can check that out, ublog.org. It's ublog.org.
If you're really into stuff like this, I highly suggest you go over there and check it out.
And we tweeted it like crazy, so you might have already seen it, but if you don't follow us on Twitter, check out ublog.org for pictures of that.
And Caesar, like I said, great shots.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's about it. I mean, there's just so much. And there's so much stuff that we've done and so much stuff for us to put out there. Like I said, nudia.tv, ublog.org, and then our own podcast right here. Eventually, we're going to put the videos up on this podcast feed. But if you don't want to wait, check out newdia.tv.
And everyone that joined us at the live podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just great. I mean, it's just amazing.
What's the part I love the best about Comic-Con is because when you do a podcast, we talk into a computer screen, basically. Right. And we don't get to interact with people so much. And it's really cool to actually interact with people face-to-face that we, you know. And it's really cool to put faces to callers and to actually meet people and talk to them in person. So it's a lot of fun. And, well, I almost forgot. We also met Tad Stones, the creator of Darkwing Duck and producer
Chippendales.
On Chippendale Rescue Rangers, Gummy Bears, a lot of the Disney Afternoon Hour. And
he worked with Disney for 30 years.
Yeah. But he was actually a Jay and Jack listener.
Right.
And it was just so crazy to me. It's like those shows, I grew up with those shows and I love those shows. And it's so crazy.
In fact, as crazy it is, I used to watch those shows.
Yeah.
And I loved those shows because it kept all three of my kids quiet. So it meant more to me.
Yeah.
Than it did to you because it kept you guys quiet.
And it was really cool to meet him.
It's funny. It's what we were saying earlier. Just, you never know who's, it's just crazy who's listening and who's, you know, it just.
And we talked to him for a while. Actually, I met him the day before, but he just had Tad on his badge, so I didn't know. But then the next time when he spotted you out for what you were saying and heard your voice, and said "Dead is dead."
Yeah, he just goes "Dead is dead," and I'm looking at him and go, "What?" Yeah, and I go, "What?" And then he was like, then we started talking. I go, "Oh, he's talking about Lost."
Yeah. But then I was just like, and I look at his badge again, but he drew Darkwing Duck on. I was like, "Oh, so you worked on Darkwing Duck?" And he goes, "Yeah, I created it." I was like, "What?" it was really cool. And we talked to him for a while. And we are going to have him on the Jane Jack show to talk a bit longer. And I really look forward to having him on the Jane Jack show for an interview. Tad Stones, creative Darkwing Duck and producer and director.
Well, just talking to him for that short time, it was interesting. So it's just like.
Yeah. Well, I could have talked to him there for like another hour and a half, 2 hours. And I was like, you know what? Can I get your card so we can like have you on the show?
Yeah, sure, anytime.
So look forward to that. Tad Stones, animator, screenwriter, producer, director for the Walt Disney Company. Now I think he currently works on the Hellboy animated show. But it was just really exciting to meet him and talk to him. So that is about that. We are going to get into our live Lost panel from Comic-Con. After the official Lost panel from ABC. But before we want to do that, we probably want to say thank you to
we're gonna try and,
people.
We didn't actually write everybody's name down. If we forgot you, we didn't forget you. We're just, you know, at the top of our head, we're trying to remember who to thank, who not to thank. Obviously, Ryan and Jen.
Ryan and Jen from the Transmission, yep.
Two of the nicest people I've said before you're ever going to meet. I mean, they're just great people. I mean, it was fun. They joined us on our panel.
Yep, they did.
It was excellent.
Second year in a row.
Ralph, who moderated the panel.
Yes.
He was he's great. He did a great job. He's fun to hang out with. Chris from Boston, even though I don't like.
Chris in Boston, even though I don't like,
you know, the Patriots. He's cool to hang out with.
The Banhammers, some know him.
He's fun. And then we had Rob and Chris from Media Junkyard.
Yes.
Did a great job. They did a
great job. And a lot of video stuff is going to be coming up on Newdia. And they're giving us the exclusive full video content on newdia.tv. And they just did a lot of great interviews and stuff like that. So check that out on newdia.tv and also their website, themediajunkyard.com.
Well, the best part was I was waiting at a table on Friday to our live podcast.
Uh-huh.
It was Chris, Rob, and myself.
Uh-huh.
And you were stalking Robert Downey Jr., so you weren't there yet. So the three of us, so people kept trying to take our table. And I kept saying, hey, I'm sorry, we're safe, we're holding this. And they'd give me a dirty look. I said, well, they're making me do it. So they were the fall guys. But I felt bad for throwing them under a bus, but I was really tired.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel like fighting with anybody. So
yeah, just throw it on them.
This one lady, she's like 90 years old, and she almost hit me with her cane. But I said, hey, it was them. Of course, Caesar, we mentioned him again.
That guy is just like took a million photographs, and he does an amazing job. And you know, it's
you
just great.
When you if you go on,
can't think of enough.
You go on U Blog and see this shot. If you haven't seen of Dominic Monaghan,
but he has a bunch. Have you seen any of the other ones that he has?
Yeah, but this
putting up?
But this one, I've seen other shots of that shot we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
This is the best shot.
Yeah, it is.
And we've had
is.
People sending us emails with this shot of the of what I don't want to give it away, but what uh-huh. the shot is. His is the best shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, Caesar, great job. But you need to watch Deadwood in... my mom and Rob, mm-hmm. they put up with us for, well, me for a long, you know, almost 10 days, you for like 3 days. So, it's probably equal. Cliff, he did an outstanding job.
Oh, just an amazing, you know, that man, I don't think slept. You know, he just worked really hard on those videos.
There is a video of him sleeping.
Yes.
I think you can also find that on uBlog, right?
I think that's on callrights.com.
Callrights.com. Okay. There's a video of Cliff sleeping. But no, he didn't sleep.
Yeah, he just did an amazing job. Got those videos out there I mean, it's not easy. Got them out there really quick on very limited internet. So.
And he was doing, he's doing some other things that we're doing. He was doing some side jobs with me.
Yeah.
With some other podcasters. And it was just, he just never stopped. We worked, he earned his pay.
Yeah, yes, he did.
So his check is in the mail, Cliff. Don't wait too long for it, though. And then we had Colleen. Colleen was nonstop.
She got mad because I went in Thursday, and I was there and met up with Jorge and got all the Mattel stuff. And she was mad I did all that stuff, but she was there putting up pictures for like 5 hours all that morning, so she was mad at me, but... She didn't stop either.
I think at one point we're all mad at you on Thursday.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Oh, it happens.
That's how it goes, I guess. But she didn't stop. The same thing. She just kept putting pictures up, putting posts up, and
Funny. I don't think any of us slept. It was just one of those crazy.
Yeah,
it just gets
Comic Con always ends up that it's just like you don't rest much, but it's just a blast.
I mean, the plan was to get some sleep.
Yeah,
but it didn't happen. So what are you gonna do? Then we had Nick the Noid.
Uh
huh. He was great to hang out with.
That man knows. I mean, I love Star Wars. But that guy knows everything.
Yeah, he asked me a trivia question on college football.
Uh-huh.
I think I got one of the five answers.
He also knows a lot about music, too.
Yeah, I hate smart people. I'm just kidding, Nick. Adam from the Randy Randonopoulos podcast.
Yeah, Adam was kind of my buddy.
I said Randy. Adam.
I thought you didn't say Adam.
Did I say Adam?
I think you said Adam from the Randy Rando.
I have it written down here, Adam from the Randy Randonopoulos. But maybe, I don't know. I'm still on...
Yeah,
I'm still tired. I have not slept yet,
but
it is Adam from the Rainier.
Yeah, he stayed where we stayed, and we went on the trolley on Thursday. He spotted me some change because they wouldn't take credit cards on the trolley, and he also got me a tea one day. So thank you.
And he also took a lot of photos.
Yes, he did. On uBlog.
You go on uBlog.org and see the photos that he took.
Yeah, he took a lot of great photos as well.
And that's not really we're not making you go there, but he did take some great photos, and you can go there and check it out. Then we had Frack, Melissa, and John from Pottercast.
Yes, you know, they're great people. Melissa's so nice, and John's great. John has, like, a different, like, vintage Disneyland ride t-shirt, like, every day I saw him at Comic-Con.
Really?
They're awesome, too, but I guess you get them at the Disney Vault. And Frack is just hilarious.
Yeah, he's going to be on something later on that Cliff and I are working on, and... Great stories.
But Frack's an amazing artist and just a blast.
He's the one that, if you don't know, drew the Kate on the Rocks.
Yes, the famous Kate on the Rock fitter.
Then we had Dan and Ed Hockley.
Uh-huh.
Who were letting us hang out for a couple hours in line with them. Stuff like that was great. They would fit in our family great.
Yeah.
Because our family goes at each other.
Uh-huh.
You know, not just us, but our whole family. They were going at each other the whole time.
And by that, like picking on each other.
Picking on each other, yeah. It was great. Then we had Jorge and Beth.
Mm-hmm. Jorge and Beth, you know, we had breakfast with them, and you know, thank you very much for they're so hot. Not, I won't say like hospitable, but very. I don't know how to say it right, but
they're cool.
They're, you know, the great people to hang out with, and Jorge is just so gracious with his time.
Yes, he is,
and
he hadn't even had a fan come up to him after we were done eating, and the person was really nice, and he was nice back with him, and you know, it's just
yes, you know, it's just like the. From what I've seen, like a lot of the last cast, just very down to earth and very great with like the fans and appreciative, and that's so nice to see, and it's so refreshing.
Well, I think
you said it before, but you know, Jorge is just a great guy.
He is a great guy, and if you look at I think if you look at Lost fans,
uh-huh.
they're dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those people were in line. I mean, I thought I was dedicated getting there at 120. I was like the 500th person in line,
mm-hmm.
and I was like,
but you know what? And the thing is, like, even all that, there could be like infighting and everything, but we're all friends.
Yeah, it was like.
It was like one big party.
Right. It was just everyone was having a good time. Seriously. Unfortunately, this is the last of the official Lost panels.
But we're going to be there next year because we're dedicated to some people.
So you better get there in line now. I would say get in line now just to guarantee yourself a spot.
Well, I felt bad for Fallon and Bitter Daryl.
Bitter Daryl, yeah, I was going to think
because they've been first in line for our panels 2 years in a row.
Well, you know what? Maybe someone shouldn't have went to Hooters.
And I get there, and they're like, I'd say they're probably 50 people behind. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Well, I walked up, I said, what? Well, you're not, no. He goes, well, we stopped to get something to eat. I go, where'd you get something to eat at? They go, Hooters. I go, oh, I wasn't invited. But it was great. He already sent us a phone message.
Oh, really?
He has a PG version.
Ah.
And then he has it's like an NC, it's not, like he says, an NC-17.
Okay.
It's not a full blast, it's
that's
funny.
As high as it gets, NC-17.
Well, not X. Isn't X the highest?
Back in like the 70s. X in the 70s was like R.
Oh, they don't have X anymore?
No, it's NC-17 is the highest.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to get out more.
Okay. I guess from like porno rated, whatever that is. But
that's X, isn't it? Or triple X.
I think it's triple X. I don't know. I don't go to the pornography store that often.
Can't get me out of there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And then we had Stuart.
Oh, yeah, Stuart is.
I think he's my new BFF.
Is he your new BFF?
We sat and watched. We watched V, and I'm gonna tell you right now,
V is gonna be
the hit of the new.
That or Flash Forward? I've heard Flash Forward.
I didn't get a chance
well.
To watch Flash Forward.
Yeah,
but V, I missed the first 20 minutes of it, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, V. Yeah.
Even though I did figure out, I was calling some of the stuff that
a lot of
time.
People called that. Though.
I was calling it, but then we watched Vampire Diaries.
Oh my god! Which are excited because Ian Somerhalder was in it.
Yeah, so Ian, he was great in it.
Yeah, he was.
And I'm gonna tell you right now,
he was only in it for like 5 minutes.
But Stuart, myself, and Cliff were sitting in the back and just picking the show.
Oh, we were all ripping on it.
But at first I was a little worried that people were gonna get mad and say, "Hey, uh-huh. Get out of here!" But everyone was laughing. We're having a good time. But there's one scene, spoiler alert,
okay.
Where the girl is running.
Uh-huh.
And I go, now she's going to fall down. And what happened?
She fell down.
I go, oh, didn't see that coming. But, you know, I did pick on it. It's not a show for me. I don't think it's a show geared towards even Jay.
No.
But I think my daughters, who are 18 and 20,
they'll
be 18 and 20 next month, they'll like it.
Yeah.
I think the 20 and under crowd, especially females.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Will
I mean,
like I think it'll be a hit.
It's a CW show.
I think it will be one of those shows that stays on for a couple years because...
Yeah, I mean, it was just bad, and
it
we
just
were
wasn't
laughing
for me.
And getting commentary.
I felt great for... Because he got to ask a question.
Yes, he did.
And we're in the back of the line.
Yeah.
I was actually in line to ask a question.
Yeah, you went with Stuart to ask a question, right?
Yeah, but by the time we got up, they didn't do it the way they normally do.
Uh-huh.
That was my only complaint.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't the lost people. It was the people running it.
Uh-huh.
You know, usually they say, okay, if you want to get up in line, but people already lined up.
Yeah.
And we didn't see it. So by the time we got over there, but Stuart went up there, said, look, you know, so he got to ask a question.
Okay.
So that worked out well for Stuart. Plus he got the DVDs from season 4 signed
from
by...
From Michael Emerson,
Michael Emerson and
Greg Nations.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Uh-huh.
And he's also getting some other stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's going to email us when he gets the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But kudos to Stuart. He was great. He hung out with us, 3 days?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great.
And actually, after Saturday, when we like kind of took over San Diego downtown, he was with us as well. It was a good time.
It was a good time?
Good time.
I wasn't invited.
You were invited, but you went home because you're an old man.
I was tired. Well, someone didn't get to sleep in, like some. You didn't
I still only had like an extra hour of sleep as you, and we didn't get home.
Well, that was a funny thing.
1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
You called me about 2-something.
No, I called you at 2 because I saw you call like twice in the morning.
Well, you told me, Colleen said wake me up at 2.
Yeah.
And I said, well, they really want me to still wake him up at 2? I said, well, I'll call and wake him up at
2. Yeah.
And you go, well, what? I go, you better get down here. There's like 3,000 people in line already. You don't get down here in the next 20 minutes, you're not going to get a seat. I was kind of lying. Then we had Bitter Daryl, Fallon, Lynn, and Dharma Shark. I think they've been to all of our panels.
Yeah,
I'm sure other people have, but I just can't.
I know Lynn and Jana. They were there at our first meetup. Was Dharma Shark at our first meetup?
Yes, she was. Sydney was there.
Yep. Sydney was there, yep. And so they're like original crew members.
Yeah. But we still don't have a cool name. Jim Watari for saving our spot in line.
Yeah.
At Comic-Con. Great guy.
Gave me Harry Potter audiobooks. So I don't have to read them now. I can just listen to them on
Cheater.
Books on tape.
Cheater.
So thank you.
You just can't get past page 3, right?
No, I'm like halfway through the second book. It's not like I can, because the first one I read really fast. It's, you don't have to like get in a mood to like, okay, I'm going to sit here and read this book.
Right. And you just don't have time.
Yeah.
You're busy.
Busy guy.
And then I'd like to thank Damon and Carlton for letting us hang out.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people have met one of them, so.
Yeah. Actually, I'd have thanked them for putting together a great show that makes us all want to come to Comic-Con, to come to San Diego, to follow a show, do a podcast about Lost. Yeah, great job.
Yeah, they did.
And Natasha, she was Naomi.
Yep.
Yeah, she was fun to hang out with. She thought we were stupid at first when she first started listening to us. I guess what happened was... I think most people, that's what they think all the time.
Oh, okay.
How can you not think that? But I guess her boyfriend was a Lost fan and would listen. So she caught up, I guess, this last year. And then she started listening to our podcast going, these guys are stupid. But now she's cool with it. Mm-hmm. Chris from the Official Lost Podcast, still waiting on your email so we can get hooked up.
Exactly. It's lostpodcast at gmail.com.
I was just kidding when I said, you know, if you really want to listen to a real Lost podcast.
I wasn't, no.
Then we had your Aunt Mary and Uncle Brett.
And, yep.
They're always there. And then Aunt Cindy, we like to thank her for getting down there without blowing up a gas station.
Yes, it's very true.
That's cool. And then what we want people to do, we talked about this. If you have a photo of us, not of us, of with you, with us, that you've had over the last 4 years, can you send it to lostpodcast@gmail.com? And we're going to do something at the end of the year, end of the season with those photos. Nothing dirty or anything like that, but so we're going to do something.
Why'd you have to think that? You're like, this really nice thing. You had to go like, we're not going to like, you know.
Well, I just said we're going to do something with them. I can just see someone, what are you going to do with them?
I think it's just you.
I'm just thinking I'm thinking Dell's on the other side of me right now. No, but we're going to do something with the photos. We think it's going to be pretty nice. And if you could send them to lostpodcast@gmail.com.
If you have any photos from our past panels or if you're there at the first meetup, anything.
Anything you've had, please send it to lostpodcast@gmail.com and then we'll send it and put something together, and I think it's going to be pretty nice.
It will be.
And then we have three... people have been asking for the Lost buttons that we were passing out.
Yeah, Lost pins,
And we just don't have many left.
No, we don't.
So what I'm going to do is I saved three of them. I didn't pass out three, and that's going to be part of the contest for contest we have for every year.
I think I have a couple left as well, and I think I might just like put them up on eBay for like a penny, and then that way
What if the bidding gets up to a dime?
Well, then it's that the cover the cost of the stamp. Or that won't even cover the cost of the stamp.
No, stamp's 44 cents. What,
45 cents?
44 cents.
So if it gets to the 45 cents, it'll cover the cost of the stamp to send it. So that way, like, if you want it, you can go there and get it. Because I know we don't have enough to give the people that want to get them. So
I know we're forgetting other people, but we're not forgetting you.
Just thanks to everybody that comes out and says hi to us or came to the panel or came to our Live Lost podcast or stopped us in the Lost panel or wherever. It's great to meet you guys, and it's great to talk to you face to face.
It really is.
It was just a blast. Had a great time.
Like I said, I'm thinking 1 o'clock, what am I going to do for one? And if you see photos, we're just all standing around talking. And it was a great, and it's not just Lost talk. We're talking about this, that. You guys are the best.
You are the best. So that is that. We're going to get into our Lost panel now. And we are doing a Lost panel next year at Comic-Con. So if ABC is not going to be there, we are going to be
there. We'll be there. And we're working on big name guests, too.
Yes, exactly. We may even get Jack.
Also, Jorge, he tried to get to our panel. He did try to get there, but it just didn't work out.
But that is... That? I said that already. It sounds weird.
Yeah.
It's almost like dead is dead. all right, so we'll see.
Is dead dead?
We'll see you guys. Sorry.
A little teaser. From a suggestion from a listener a while back, I am working on a John Locke song.
Okay.
So just to throw that out there.
Okay. Oh, and just real quick, remember, if you want to see our video coverage from Comic-Con, check out newdia.tv. If you want to check out our photo and blog coverage from Comic-Con, check out ublog.org. That's YUBLOG.org.
Right.
And, of course, our Lost podcast, which we'll have videos up later on, which we can turn those into iTunes formatted. And that's about it. And once again, thank you to everybody that was involved in this. Yeah, we had a great time.
It really does pump you up because you sit there and go, why am I doing this? What am I doing? then you meet all these people and we consider, you know, friends.
Yeah.
You're just
like
friends and extended friends, you know, family.
And you realize why you do it. You do it because it's, you know, part of being in the community.
Right. And I have to say this 1,000 times. The Lost community is the best. I mean, you cannot imagine that line. People were tired and nobody, I didn't see anybody fighting.
No.
Except me and Caesar. Really, really close.
All right. So we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
I almost forgot Michael, friendly communist. Just awesome. Awesome helping us out, handing out shirts, handing out buttons. He was the man.
Not handing them out, making people take them.
Yes. I mean, he was the man and did an awesome job. And
he passed out the rest of the shirts.
He gets the Person of the Year award now. But seriously, Michael, we couldn't have done what we did without him as well. So, of course, thank you, Michael.
Right. Again, everyone. Everyone that
helped
us. I like
to call it Gigantor because that guy is like 80 feet tall. All right, now it's time for the Jay and Jack Lost panel. Bye.
Bye.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like Jack and I. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost to get a free audiobook download of your choice. Once again, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook.
I was like, whoa. Ben said that. All right, Ryan, Jen, let's go.
Well, I think Ralph's going to introduce him.
Oh, okay.
Colleen, is that everybody?
Okay.
All right, we're done.
So, Glenn started there, Ralph.
Welcome to the Lost Podcast.
Wait, is Cliff ready? Cliff, are you ready? Hold on. Cliff. Come on.
Yay.
I don't want to date him.
I feel bad on my Twitter right now. I feel like I'm lost without my Twitter.
Crazy.
I want to be Twittering about what I'm saying right now.
You're saying nothing.
I'm sure Ryan's actually Twittering. Are you Twittering right now?
Behind his back.
I bet
he is. Twittering behind his back.
There's a pile up on
him. Oh, man. All right, so, Cliff, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, let's roll.
Say, welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack Panel 2009. Before we get started, I want to see a show of hands. How many people are at the Lost Panel?
There we go.
Yes. Okay, maybe a little bit better. How many people were not at the Lost Panel?
They told us how it ends.
Don't worry.
They should have been there, guys. We have all the answers, but we can't tell.
Don't worry, I'm sure we'll have a recap. For those of you who weren't there, there may be spoilers. Or spoilery material.
There's slightly spoilerific.
Yeah, so if you don't want to know, skip ahead.
Even though they don't need an introduction, I'm going to introduce you to Jay. And you know from D.R. Marshall, Matthew Fox.
He should have been there.
So,
we also have.
Are you gonna? You want to introduce him?
No, you're the moderator.
Also joining us from the transmission, all the way from Hawaii. Ryan.
Come on down. You're next. Oh, you just spilled the water.
Yeah, but I didn't want them to trip. lack of sleep.
So, I say there's nothing better to do than start with a Lost recap.
All right. Hold on, let me see if my voice is ready. Hold on. I've been a little...
Let me get my ears ready.
Lost recap! Lost recap!
All right, so for those that weren't there at the last panel today, Jack, what happened?
They had some, well, I can't tell, can I? Who was there?
We've already given a spoiler warning.
There were some actors there we've seen in the past.
Well,
we've seen all of them.
Well, there's some that left us.
Well, there was Jorge Garcia.
Right.
There was Michael Emerson.
Right.
There was Nestor Carbonell.
Yes. With his eyeliner.
There was, yes.
And a choice word.
Or two. And there was also Josh Holloway. Yeah.
I know the women hated that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was rough.
I have to admit, when they showed the scene where he was chopping the wood with his shirt off on the screen, I was like...
I screamed. I was like, I got excited.
That's a good-looking man. And in the... Well, then they did at the end, you know, in memory of people that have died. They showed all people that have died. And you know something? They left out Locke.
I know.
Did anybody notice that? Locke was left out of that, you know...
Because he's probably pouting somewhere that he... he's dead.
And well, then they had this kind of extended montage with Charlie...
And I
was crying. Was everybody else crying that saw this?
I was hands.
Come on, raise your hand.
I had tears.
No one cried when Noel Geller died. Come on.
And it was kind of extended. They played the life and death theme. It was just like they're really just punching me in the gut. But then Dominic Monaghan walked out. Okay. And Caesar actually,
great
right
shot.
Here, got in close and got a picture on his hand, like not Penny's boat. It actually said, "Am I alive?" Question mark.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, clear as day.
It's just gonna be on their feed.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great shot. You can read it as clear as day.
It said, perfect. "Am I alive?" on his hand.
And his other hand said, "No."
It was quick too, because he just waved and then took it away.
Yep.
Great shot, yes. Jimmy. Great shot.
I've seen it. Which kind of led to the theme of this panel is they had a lot of clips. They had a clip of Mr. Cluck's Chicken Shack.
Right, with Jorge with Good Luck.
Well, yeah, Hurley, it seemed like they were showing him after if he didn't crash in the plane. And he had lots of money, bought Mr. Klutz, and was happy and living his life. Next up after that was America's Most Wanted, and they did a piece on Kate, as if she didn't crash on the plane.
Didn't she kill the survivor?
Yeah.
No, but I don't think it's as if she didn't crash. I think it's different events that lead to the crash again. Alternate events, meaning Hurley goes to Australia to open up the Chicken Shack, and that's why he's in Australia, not for the battle.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And
everything changed with Juliet Obama.
Everything changed. Well, they also still get to the same place.
They go to
the
place.
Except Locke is still dead.
Locke is not dead. That's good. That's good right here. Brian and Jen, do you have any highlights?
They did have the Oceanic Airlines.
Is your mic on?
They did have the Oceanic Airlines commercial.
Yes, they did.
They were bragging about 32 years without an accident.
Exactly, yes. You didn't notice that?
That's probably crying.
That was, yeah, you had to. It was emotional.
It was very emotional.
I love Charlie.
And they weren't very specific on the questions, but one thing I did like is that they did say that Richard Alpert would have a backstory or flashback episode. Which is really awesome.
Hey, wouldn't that be nice if it's the opening episode?
Any episode, I don't care. I just want to see the best.
Opening episode.
They also said Elizabeth Mitchell is definitely going to appear.
Yes,
here. Appear.
And she also, she didn't appear in the...
What?
The clips at the end.
No, she didn't appear in the clips at the end in the in memory of the people that died.
Faraday did, but they said he will appear.
Yes.
So...
All right, so let's bring this to discussion. I mean, for those that were here, you saw it, but for those that weren't, they did an in memoriam, and they showed pretty much all people that died, save for Elizabeth Mitchell's Juliet and Terry O'Quinn's John Bach.
And Naomi.
Naomi.
And Naomi. But I really probably still did that. Kimi as...
And all the log-carrying people. I didn't see one shout-out to the log-carrying
people.
What?
The tree frog? Yeah.
That's right, poor tree frog.
Or the polar bear.
Polar bear.
Where's the polar bear?
Claire wasn't there.
Well, she's not dead. I don't think she's dead.
Yeah, that's true. Which is not dead.
So did anybody here think that that was a sign that maybe they aren't dead? Anybody? One person?
Locke's alive.
I want to do this. How many people out there think Locke is alive? Raise your hand.
Look at that. Look at that.
A lot of sad people.
It's been Locke back.
His body was limp.
He's been dead for like 2 weeks.
Then Nikki,
how many times?
Would have a purpose. He's just taking a long nap.
I'm telling you guys, don't get your hopes up.
He's bald, so he's out there in the hot sun, and you know
he's dead.
It's heat stroke. There we go, heat stroke. All right, so why don't we go through and say our favorite moments from the panel? We'll start with Brian.
Well, I think that those commercial announcements, I wasn't paying attention. I just thought, oh, it's another Oceania commercial. But then they say the plane had a crash. Then you see Hurley returning happily from his Australian vacation. And then you see Kate, but she didn't kill her dad because he broke his routine that day and it was his assistant that got blown up, mm-hmm. but she still wanted for that. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, and that was the setup question that Jorge was able to deliver. So wait a minute, you're going to erase the last 5 years? That's cheating. And everyone cheered, and their only response was, trust us.
Do we trust them, though?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. This guy's shaking your head right here.
Well, sometimes they can be a little lazy. I didn't say that.
You're reconfiguring words. Jen, what was your favorite?
Just seeing Jorge at the microphone.
That was great. Was it like the Jorge in the interaction with Michael Emerson?
Yeah. You want to dance?
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool.
She also screamed very, very loud.
Really?
Well, Dominic Manapanahan and especially Sawyer.
Jen, I've never heard you scream. Can you scream for us?
It'll be on the recording.
Oh, it'll be on the recording?
And mine will be on your recording. Now, I had a question. I'm just going to throw this out there. I noticed that Michael Emerson, while doing his screen test for Hurley, had a shirt on with a radio station.
Did anyone remember?
Is that a white?
Yes, it's the UH radio station.
Okay. That's good to know. Well, I was afraid I'd have to go online and try to figure it out.
Secret Easter egg again.
So as the Hawaiian natives here, is that relevant in any way to Lost, or is that just, you know, just a throw to?
They're kind of they're a college radio station, so they're kind of independent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, to me it just demonstrates how cool Michael Emerson is. I don't even have a K2H shirt.
Yes, definitely. Jack, do you?
I like the way they interacted on when Josh Holloway came out.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, obviously people were screaming, but the way Damon's lousy acting, but kind of killed it. Yeah, I just like the way they're acting. They opened up the lock box, and then when Emerson read the thing, it turned out to be Heroes.
That was
taking a shot at Heroes, but I thought that was funny.
Yeah, well, for those that weren't there, there's this whole setup on how they had the last two pages of Lost in the last episode.
And they said they weren't making it. They're going to prove that they weren't making it as they go along.
So they put it. They have two different pieces of paper. They staple it together, put it in this lockbox. And then Josh Holloway comes out and tasers them. I think the sound effect was a little late. And he's like, it was kind of cheesy. Then the shock came later.
And they get Carlton some names. Call them Lurch and Frankenstein.
I wonder if he enjoyed that, being able to just make fun of the boss, you know?
I think he did.
Didn't Josh also call Damon J.J. Abrams?
Yes.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, and then he called him Linda, and he's like, your girlfriend Linda. So then we finally get to see it, and then Josh Holloway's trying to read it, but he's staring there at it.
How Michael Emerson started.
No. And then Michael Emerson's like, you mean you tell me you don't know how to read? And then he takes it, and then Michael Emerson starts to read it, and... it's basically like setting up the last stand between Siler
and Parkman.
Parkman. And there's just a play on Heroes. It was the end of Heroes script.
Yeah, it was an excellent dramatic reading by Michael Emerson.
It was.
And then he goes, what the frack? They didn't say frack.
Yeah, they were a little more. Well, on the back of it, it says, please be aware that many members of your audience may be under the age of 18. So we'll play by the rules.
Yes.
They did drop the F-bomb quite a few times in this panel.
Yeah. The video with Nestor Carbonell.
I love that. It is diva tantrum.
And then Nestor Carbonell come out and basically put on the eyeliner and freak out and be a little drama queen.
Well, they had the wrong
color. This is
Onyx. Oh man, yeah, it was really funny. So overall, I think this was the best Lost panel I've been to. Ralph, you've been to more than me. Is this?
Yes, definitely the best Lost panel I've been to.
Yeah, because it's just like, granted, there wasn't as many questions answered, but just the way they had the cast interact.
My only complaint was that it was mostly for the ladies. with the talent that was up on stage.
So you're saying it was like a little more, you know, with Mitchell, a little more.
Well, the one that you didn't go to that I went to had Josh Holloway and Maggie Grace. Mm-hmm. So.
Your Maggie Grace is coming. That's right. But yeah, I thought it was great. Brian, what did you think?
I think that in the Annals of Lost panels, the only one that would top it is if you were there when they showed it early, if you saw that pilot, the first. That would have probably blown my socks off, but they did not disappoint. I mean, clearly, they were working with a tight time constraints. They kind of, they were saying, you know, we're rushing, we're sorry, but they really worked hard to give us a complete blast, and I think they succeeded at it.
Yeah, they definitely did. And you could tell they were trying to, like, thank the fans. For coming out there, getting there. Some people were there at 7 or 6 p.m. last night, camping out.
Anyone here?
Was anybody here? One of those? Oh, there we go.
That's right. You were there, yeah.
He's showing off my T-shirt.
I want to recognize Joe, who's this person who was there at the.
Oh, that's
8,
right. Yeah.
8 p.m. And he let us fire away in with some macadamia nuts.
Is that all it takes? I'll make sure I bring some macadamia in.
That's the truth.
Jim held our spot. Is Jim here?
Jim Watari.
Well, Jim is awesome.
He'll be on Twitter.
How are you sleeping?
Jim, what do you think? I mean, as far as Lost panels go, where does it like rank for you?
I've only been to two. This is my second one, and I went away completely happy.
Yeah.
Very excited, and my voice still isn't back.
I'm excited to hear you like screaming like a fangirl. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Because you're always so calm and like very peaceful.
Now, speaking of fan moments, Jay, they did talk about the prize winning theme song.
Mm-hmm.
But now does that mean you get to hear your submission to
I haven't even heard it.
No, because you need music. I can't do it. Lost is a great show. It's the best show you know. It's terrible. I tried to work with his beat, it's just not working.
Yeah, it's all my fault. Well, I thought when they said San Diego from here, I thought, well, maybe it was you.
Actually, you know, I think they had the best song. It matched really well. And whoever cut that video did a really good job. It was really funny. What did you think, Jack? Is this our fourth lot?
I liked it because they did basically what I wanted to do. I didn't want any answers. I didn't want any answers. I just wanted to have fun, have a good time. They're kind of teasing with, you know, different things, but it's, for me, they did what I wanted.
Mm.
So I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, this is my fourth one, and the first one was great because we asked the questions.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. But this one was just as far as like a panel goes, the entertainment goes, it was great.
Yeah, they do a good job.
They went out of their way.
They're both very funny, and the actors up there were great too.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, they were. All right, so why don't we get into some discussion with you guys, you know, about the finale, about whatever was discussed at the panel today.
I'm sorry, I'm talking about listener feedback.
Has anyone called us?
Listener feedback.
What?
I've called them. Yeah, he's saying he's on sabbatical.
Okay.
Has anybody confirmed that the coaster is or is not a Blacklight coaster?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Just a question. I'm just curious. I don't know.
Tell us more.
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
That'd be cool. That'd be a nice poster.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get into some listener feedback. All right, just go ahead and raise your hand and talk loudly because we don't have, like, a portable mic.
Well, we have a question, first time back in the deck.
The question is, what are your thoughts is Mr. Foot, or as I call him, Jacob, and Richard Hatch, the same guy, but good and evil? Because they obviously both never aged.
Richard Hatch from Survivor?
Or Battlestar Galactica.
Or Battlestar Galactica.
Or Streets of San Francisco.
What are your thoughts on that?
Wait, so Jacob and Richard Alpert?
Richard Alpert, yes.
And then
they both never age. So is it a good and evil contrast between the two?
Well, I mean, I was at our Live Lost podcast yesterday. Somebody said that maybe Jacob that we saw is just like a fall guy, and Richard Alpert is Jacob. Is it you, Murph?
Yeah.
And maybe that Jacob's a fall guy, and Richard's actually Jacob, kind of in disguise, so he's kind of safe.
How come they both don't age?
What was that?
How come they both don't age? The fall guy, when he ages?
Well, I mean, whatever magic that we don't know controls the island keeps them ageless. Ryan, do you have any thoughts on why they don't age?
Well, I like the idea of Albert, you know, basically saying that there's another leader, sort of like the Mad Men of Earth sort of thing, mm-hmm. but I think that they discussed that at length, you know, not basically early on accused Albert of fabricating a Jacob, and at the end, it didn't seem he was surprised that it wasn't a real Jacob, so mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily sure. I like the idea of Albert as the second in command. What I would be curious about is there that position for the other, you know, the enemy? Mm-hmm. Do they have an advisor? Is that what the candidate is? Or is that what the smoke monster is?
Yeah, it's like a second in command to Esau or right. Deadwood Guy, as some people call
Deadwood
him.
Guy.
DWG. Yes.
DWG, yeah. I haven't conformed to that yet.
At least you can say it right, correctly.
It's Esau, Esau.
Esau.
How about over here?
The Christian Shepherd, do you think that he is the smoke monster, or the guy who was other lock, or if it's another person, or if it actually is?
So, yeah, I mean, I think Christian Shepherd that we see on the island is definitely like a vessel type person, like John Locke is now, it seems like, as far as we know.
I have a question.
Okay.
Locke's body was a vessel, yet his body was still remaining like in that case that they brought over. Christian Shepherd's body was never found.
It's true. Or maybe it's laying somewhere.
Why
it's totally Weekend at Bernie style, just like or eaten by the boars. That's kind of gruesome. Who said eaten by the boars? Man, that's hardcore.
that was in what, fourth or fifth episode, right?
Yeah. They wanted to had to burn the fuselage.
Somebody did ask the question at the panel if Jacob had taken the form of somebody else or something else, and they definitively said no.
Yeah.
That is true. That was a really good question. And they answered that pretty definitively, too.
Yeah, they said right away, no.
So as far as we know, Jacob has not been anybody else that we saw. So I guess that kills the Richard Alpert thing.
Well, it's only been Richard Alpert this whole time. He hasn't been.
It's only been Richard Alpert, I don't think. Pretty good.
I think that's who he is.
Everybody? Raise your hand if you want to ask a question.
In the back.
Say it again, I gotta guess the beginning. So Dharma, are you talking about the Lost University? Oh, is it in Ann Arbor?
They used some of the clips with the DeGroote sitting in the circle and everything.
Really?
The thing that doesn't make sense, though, is that it's called Lost University. It doesn't seem like part of the show because it says Lost in the title. It's not like
they're just playing with
something within the show.
Yeah, I think they're just playing with our heads.
Yeah. I would say.
But I'm probably wrong.
They would. Yes.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it. You get an answer and kind of a message saying that he's on sabbatical until September 22nd, which is the day of the plane crash.
Right.
Or the non-plane crash.
Or non, yeah, non.
But the fact that they're calling it Lost University, even if you go to the website, it has the ABC branding on top of it, and it talks about blue rain. And my understanding is that the date actually coincides with maybe a Blu-ray game disc or a special edition disc being released. So I wouldn't say it's a full alternative reality game. It's probably more just general marketing from ABC.
Ah, okay.
I think
it's supposed to coincide with like the new DVD coming out. There's going to be a bunch of like Dharma extras.
Oh, really?
There's a whole Dharma collection. That's what they were saying.
Oh, there's a whole Dharma collection you can buy?
Yeah. You get the new super awesome Blu-ray.
Yeah, I saw that. So is that what those tapes are? Like, I saw the...
get like the video cassette.
Yeah.
You get a reel-to-reel piece of reel-to-reel front. It's like the whole Dharma initiative.
Yeah, it's like $95 or something like that on Amazon? Or...
Totally worth it.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get you this time.
After all the commercials that we saw, do you think we can now definitively say that after the bomb exploded, that the plane lands in L.A. and
no, I hope not. I just hope not.
Who else hopes not? I
just don't see how it can work. You only have 18 hours. Mm-hmm. But with, put commercials in there, what do you have, about 13 hours? You're going to tell the story, you land, and then you've got to go back to that island?
They don't have to.
Can you even figure a cover up now, like it was last season?
It's, like, I like the idea from Chris that, you know, maybe it's they stick an alternate timeline. It's an alternate timeline where, in the end, the same it happens, but it's just skewed, which kind of parallels the whole situation with Desmond and Charlie, and Desmond and Miss Hawking, where she said, even though I could have prevented the guy with the red shoes from dying, he eventually would have died anyway. Like, I guess you can't. It eventually course correct itself, and if that's what like you said, and it kind of makes sense that maybe that's what. It may be setting up. I mean, did you guys maybe feel that, or what did you kind of get from?
Something similar to that, but they're still going to end up on the island, but under different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Joe that pointed out that in one interview they had said that my hope was that season 6 was going to be a single timeline going forward. Mm-hmm. None of the time travel, and we've done all these gimmicks, let's just go forward. Mm-hmm. But in an interview it was said that they said within the first 6 episodes they would resolve to a single timeline. So to me that leaves the possibility of something parallel happening at the start of the season.
And even if they get diverted, it's going to be difficult to get that back in just 6 episodes, considering if they're going to go back into 2004.
And I wonder how the question of Charlie and Desmond and Claire fits into that. Mm-hmm.
And Aaron.
And yeah.
And they did really put an emphasis in that video of Claire and Charlie, which was interesting.
And also, Jacob says, "It only ends once; everything else is progress." So, somewhat that is. Hurley's a lot happier now that it's good luck versus bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's not going to have a bad relationship with the mother because she didn't kill the mother's husband.
Mm-hmm.
So this is progress.
That's a good point.
She's still on the run.
She's still on the run, but it's progress. It's not done. 100%.
Let me get you back there.
Will Claire be coming back in quarantine?
Not to be spoilery, but I mean they have confirmed that Claire will be back this season. She took this season off, but she will be back. She's filming a movie with Robert Pattinson right now, so.
Did say anything about explaining why she abandoned her baby?
No, I think that'll be resolved next season with why she is kind of.
She's just a bad mom.
Hey, Christian, you can take my baby.
My voice is going, so I can't do the high stuff so much, but. Yeah, I mean, that's been talked about a lot. She's seen drugged.
Or, like, there's also, like, the
She could have been dead. She could have died in that blast.
That's why.
Now we know that there's that other guy, that Isa guy. Like, so I mean, the producers, they said that like Jacob can't take it.
Yeah, maybe the only thing to me that kind of deviates from that is, remember, it was Christian was there and Claire at the same time. We already had like a situation where they were both two people in the same room.
There could be another person we don't even know about.
What do you think, Ryan or Jen?
I think she died in the explosion, too.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think so until, yeah, I think she's dead, and I think she's probably being inhabited. If not by Jacob, then by
Miles.
Did Miles get
clues
to that?
Did who?
Did Miles
kind of
get
clues
to that?
Yeah, he was kind of like weirded out there for a while.
Yeah. Something different. He said there's something different about it because obviously he can talk to dead people.
Right.
So, yes. We have a question down here.
I was going off the flying to LA and stuff and course correcting. Now, if the course corrects, I think it messed up the whole show because then they land on the island.
So you could say like maybe Sawyer wakes up in the jungle and we see his eye?
Yeah, you have like a whole another 5 seasons.
Without his shirt?
I got a small theory.
Okay.
About the Jacob touch. And the Ajira plant, the people who flash back in the '70s, were all people that Jacob touched. And when Jacob shook Jim's hand, he never touched Sun, and he never touched Ben, he never actually touched Ileana either. So I think all people he touched are the ones that flash back to the 70s. Sawyer, Jack, Kate, Hurley, Jim, the rest of them.
So he marked them.
Just not Juliet.
Not Juliet.
Oh yeah, so Juliet just had her random flashback.
Yeah. Do you guys have any thoughts about why some people flashed and some people didn't?
You know, to me, like, I never could actually pinpoint why. I mean, aside from they needed to be there to, you know, make whatever happened in the past happen, like Ben being taken to Richard Alpert to be saved. Because without Kate or Juliet there, you know, they wouldn't have kind of broke the rules and made sure that Ben was able to be saved. But then Saeed wouldn't have shot him either. So it is kind of a weird kind of whatever happened, and they were always supposed to be going into the past kind of time loop. It just can, you know, going around in circles, happening over and over and over again.
But I think maybe that Ben needed to be shot in order for Richard to take him into the temple. So there might be there's definitely stuff that we need to know still.
Part of the whole game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
Joe?
We're not getting a seagull, by the way.
He's here. Where's the seagull?
Oh, right here.
Have you looked at the notes yet?
Yes. Here it is, right here.
For those of you that weren't at the panel, there was a secret word, and the secret word was Claire, and that person who said the secret word got a seal with a note.
And it's supposedly the actual note from the show. We are the survivors of Oceanic Flight 815. We have survived on this island for 80 days. We were 6 hours into the flight when the pilot said we were off course and turned back toward Fiji. We hit turbulence and crashed, but we are alive. Please don't give up on us.
Wow.
So, that is awesome. You're gonna frame that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Congrats on that. But going back to Claire, what were you trying to bring back about Claire?
If you go back and watch the movies to come, after Sawyer, Claire's Claire in the hot attack blown up, he specifically says, thank God Claire made that alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, Miles says,
I
wouldn't be sure about that.
Yeah, he does.
So it's leaning heavily towards Claire being dead.
I think
but not
gone.
But not gone. Exactly, because she's going to be back next season.
Also, one of the deleted scenes from season 4, they
they have a scene where she kind of wakes up in the bed, and Hurley's there, and she asks, like, is it heaven? Am I in heaven?
Do we know if the deleted scenes are canon or not?
Do they call the deleted scenes canon?
You know? I don't think so, because we saw Vincent get on the boat with Michael and Walt.
Yes.
And
yeah.
But still, that's another indicator that they did have that in mind. So, yeah, I'm thinking.
All right, here we go, next round.
Desmond Locke. Did Desmond Locke about Claire getting in a helicopter going away with Aaron?
No, we just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Well, if she's dead, she's not going to get on a helicopter.
Well, if she is, she'll get on a helicopter.
Okay.
What if maybe she's getting on dead.
Yeah. What if an older Aaron is going to recover his mother's body from the island?
Exactly. He never said she was alive.
That's true.
I think we said some of those weeks after that.
I really hope so. Let's go over here again.
Skipping, right?
Well, once it was dislodged, the island was skipping everywhere. And Hawking said that the island is always, it was moving, but at a real, not like jumping all over the place, but at a relatively.
And I think Faraday also said either the island's moving or we are. So it could be either one of the two. You know?
Mm-hmm. Was it like a combination?
It was probably
first,
both.
First it was the island moving and then.
And when it started, the wheel started skipping.
And then everything just went crazy.
What do you guys think?
Well, I think the island is on a fixed place on a rotating Earth, and that's why it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
That was always my interpretation of it.
I thought it was a giant turtle.
All right, I'm out in the back here.
Maybe he can't go by those means or something. Maybe, like, for some reason and for some rule that we don't know about, like, because Esau and Jacob, they have some kind of set rules on what they can and cannot do. And maybe there is these, you know, underlying rules as to why.
We just don't. I don't think we know yet.
What do you guys think?
I think she could help him, but maybe she doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I also think there was the bed that specifically said once you turn the wheel, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he broke that rule himself, so
yeah,
I don't know how much that was. But it could be a possibility that just like, you know, I can't kill you, or you know, I want to kill you, it's the same thing that in that exchange between Ben and
Widmore.
So maybe Widmore can't go back for that. He wants to find the island, he wants to be a part of the war that's happening on the island, but he personally cannot return back.
Maybe if he goes back, he dies.
Maybe he might end up in a locked position.
A locked position. Nice.
I'd like to hear thoughts from anyone on the panel regarding the Adam and Eve remains that were in the cave.
I have a theory, but I don't mind technically not on the panel.
Go talk to him.
Yeah, you're up here.
Jack took the black and white stones out of the cave where Adam and Eve were and put them in his pocket. Could they still be in his pocket?
Ooh.
Could that be Jack and somebody else?
If the others, when they took him, when Michael led him to the dock, do you think they would have checked their pockets?
The only main cave take a shower, I guess. I think he still got those stones.
I think it's Rose Menard.
I totally think it's Rose Menard.
Jack, next
mystery.
That
one.
So one of the black and white stones.
That's just another one's illusions of dark and white.
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's very much seems like it's Rose Menard, but...
Because aren't we tired of Rose Menard?
But even though... some people are, right? But even though that seems like everyone's seeing that, and it would just be like Lost to give you something completely out of left field that you didn't expect.
Do we know for sure? We'll find out.
Well, they have. I think the reason why they're still, I can see being tired of the argument, but when those skeletons were first found, they said that this will be one of those, like what they pulled on stage, that we're not making it up as we go along. This is the last two pages of the script. Well, it wasn't. So they said that those two skeletons would be one of those landmarks to say when the end of the series came, we had the plan. And I'm not sure if them being Rosalind Arden is that strong of an anchor to prove that.
Good evening, Butcher.
The Flash Forward podcast with Jane and Jack. I haven't seen the show yet. You're going to say no, it could be amazing.
There's no way it's going to top Lost. There's no way.
But from what I hear, Flash Forward is amazing.
I like V. V was good.
I've heard people say V was good, but Flash Forward like knocked it out of the water from what I've heard. I don't know. Oh, I guess they get a glimpse.
Everybody on Earth has knocked out for 2 minutes and 13 seconds, and they get a glimpse of where they are 5 years in the future or something.
Uh-huh.
6 years, sorry. And they all come back to their time, and then they all got to figure out how they end up there. And so the Mosaic Project is a research project to see if you get everybody's memories of that point 6 years in the future, can you, understand the future and see what's going on. But they said that the special effects were fantastic because, of course, they went with the full realistic presentation of if everybody in the world got knocked out for that period of time. Airplanes crash, cars crash.
It sounds really complicated. I'm just saying no.
Come over here.
Okay.
I was wondering if you put any thought into Juliet's flashback to her parents getting divorced, how modern the house looks.
It did look really modern.
Did anyone ever get any screen caps of the books that were on the coffee table?
One about mysteries,
maybe it's that 80s mysteries thing that they showed us.
Because I could never get a screen. I could never find a screen cap of the books because I was always focusing on the books to see if it was a what? They do have it. All right, I'll check it out.
Is that over here?
Michael Anderson said to Benny would be surprised if there was a lot of carnage in the last movie. Are there any characters that you feel are untouchable where they can't die?
No.
Hurley. You can't kill Hurley.
No.
Sorry, Stuart.
As much as it would kill me to see Hurley really killed, I love his character. Like I said, we were all crying when we saw Charlie. Dying again today.
My eyes are still
It would kill me, but that's the beauty of the show. Anyone can die.
Except for her.
So.
Dude, if Hurley was killed, there would be riots in the streets. Dogs and cats living together.
You think the
mass hysteria.
Who would stop watching if Hurley got killed like in the 8th episode of the final season? I'm not going to watch the end of it. You might say.
Oh, by the way, are you dressed up as Jack today? Here, stand up and show everybody. You got the tattoo and everything. Very nice.
What about you guys and your characters?
Hurley, I would be very disappointed to meet you. I don't know if I would stop watching. I would probably miss the next episode in protest and back to watching. But yeah, it would be very sad.
I really like the comment that he brought up about it being bloody, and I also feel that there have been strong hints all along that it's not going to be a happy ending for the show. Mm-hmm. And if it's the show that we love, that has the depth, that it takes the chances that we want it to, it can't be that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Jack was supposed to die in the pilot. That was supposed to be their evidence that they take these chances.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe he's already dead.
So I think, losing...
Come on, now.
You don't know.
He did get really wimpy all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take my time and think. I'm gonna mop some floors. How much time do we have?
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Write your question and we'll do Jack and do a crack about food.
I don't have a crack.
Well, then we'll close out. Alright.
Jack's second cough and then you thumbed out at the end of this past season.
Who the?
John Locke's second coffin.
Uh-huh.
It was like a big box. Do you think that they just brought that on the plane?
Oh, we have 5 minutes now.
Yeah, I guess the next panel's not ready yet.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
But, so, what about the... You're saying...
Do you think that they brought that box knowing that John Locke was going to fall out of his coffin, dump his body in there to preserve it, or do you think there's something else in that box?
It looked kind of like, no, it looked like it was something of a fuselage they put together or something like that. What do you
think? It was probably a box they stored the coffin in on the plane.
They store coffins in gigantic metal boxes?
No. They don't just have the coffin in there by itself. With the rest of the luggage.
Put a lock on it.
But Christians was.
In a box?
What?
Yeah, Christians was just like...
Yeah, Christians was like a coffin.
Well, he got on there late. That was a problem.
In the back?
Yeah. Just an observation. Michael Emerson's get up today looked a lot like the picture that Miles had in the season 4. I always thought that was like a coincidence, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, any thoughts?
Well, I've actually met Michael Emerson like outside of like being on TV or whatever, and he likes the vest look. So he's a fan of the vest. So I think he just likes wearing vests. I think that may be it. Do you guys think there's like anything more to that, or?
I hadn't thought of it actually. I hadn't noticed.
But it did look similar, right?
I think he's just a dapper guy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
All right, in the brown shirt.
I think it's very opening up the Lost Film. They showed all the characters on the island one by one.
Yes, they did. Yes. I thought that was cool. Like that. For those who didn't see it, but they showed all the characters and they had a space in the middle. I was like, who's going to be there? And they had Locke with his back face to everybody else. What
now,
do you...
Are they also his back on everybody? Or is he facing them all as a leader?
Mm. Okay. I will pull up the photograph and confirm.
We got clapping and wagging of the finger.
Plus, didn't they, when they were given the credits, what song were they doing? And they were given the names, they said Matthew Fox as Jack.
Oh, yeah.
They said Terry O'Quinn as Quintus. Yeah. So.
All I know is that was really exciting. And, you know, it was cool for me.
In the back corner, yeah.
I'm not sure if this is really a question, but something I'd maybe like you guys to speculate on. If we think about what time is, and they were kept on saying it's for the fans, but... there's always something that they probably told us that we don't see and like we'll know next season. So if you want to speculate on what next season may be, if this was all about the fans and how Ralph mentioned it was called Lost University, and it brings me to a scene where Ben was talking to Locke and he says, well, if Whitmore comes to the island, he'll exploit it. You know, everyone will want to see the powers we have. Like, could the sixth season be Lost becoming self-aware in a way? You know, maybe involving the audience?
That would be trippy. That would be crazy.
Choose your own adventure?
Yeah, choose
your own adventure. Does that, like, negate the whole idea that they've had it in mind all along, that they've had it planned all along?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They go that route, that means they didn't really have it planned.
Mm-hmm. I do like when they did the drop booth last year at Comic-Con, that really hinted to me that, oh, that there's going to be some sort of contemporary tie-in somehow. Lost University sort of feels that way as well, you know. Mm-hmm. The Barba initiative of the present, the Lost University of the present, I'm just not sure if that's really going to be key to the narrative for sure.
Yeah, I mean, from that perspective, no, but I think the hints that they gave us were in those commercials and America's Most Wanted thing,
yeah.
And Don McClanahan coming out saying, am I alive, on his hand.
Right.
I think those were the big clues as for where it's going.
Right after the panel, Great Nations came up to me and wanted to know how everyone liked that. Obviously, everyone loved the panel.
Yeah.
He did seem specifically interested in our reaction to the those commercials,
mm-hmm.
and what they implied, and specifically Cakes. So I definitely think that's the hint that they want us to parse apart.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do one more question. Do you have a question up here?
So you're saying
Albert is not in his own time?
Like, what do you mean by his own time? Like, he's just like...
Because he's probably been caught on the Black Rock. He's been time traveling now in present day. Can't age.
Okay, to be time traveled to the present, how, because he's been in the 50s, looks exactly the same, 70s, 80s.
He never aged, he's always the same.
So you're saying, like, once you're moved out of your time, you just stay that way? I don't know.
You have a lifeline, you just pluck out and go here now.
Mm-hmm.
How long are you aging or any of
that? So you have your normal, like, 70-year lifespan, and if you're taken out of that.
1870, yeah. 19-something.
And then you're just, like, you're out of that. That's kind of cool.
I like it.
Huh?
Before we go.
Oh, we have a message. What's the message say?
Come here first.
Too bad.
The message says,
Let me see.
Okay. It's scrolled up, it's three parts. Well, the second part is my response, but.
Okay, hold on. So this is from, we were trying to get Jorge Garcia in here today, but he had to go do something at the Hard Rock, so, and we just got this. He said, sorry, I just got finished with my publicity stuff, not gonna really get there in time, wish everyone well for me, I wish, I would have loved to say hi. So, I'm sorry, we were trying to get Jorge today, and now they're telling us to wrap it up, but we are gonna be here next year, and we're gonna have a bigger room next year, and we're gonna, you know, have a big discussion on the end of Lost.
If we liked it or not.
We're gonna be here regardless. So thank you everybody for coming.